Canton and Perry Township in an ongoing dispute over water service, prompting the city to hire an outside law firm. Cleveland-based Calfee, Halter, and Griswold being paid about $12,000 for legal guidance after Perry threatened a lawsuit and signed plans to create its own water system. Council will consider the expense tonight. The dispute has already halted residential water hookups and restricts new commercial and industrial connections. The repository reports officials from both governments say discussions are ongoing. Lake Township trustees fired a probationary police officer. Trustees John Arnold and Jeremy Yoder voted Thursday to terminate Officer Dylan Soisson. Soisson had been a full-time officer with the department since last May and was still within his first year of probationary employment. He was accused in 2020 of using excessive force on a teen girl while with the Lakemore Police Department. A federal judge dismissed the claims in 2023. It isn't known if the events are related. The termination was effective immediately. The state has paused admissions to the Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility in Massillon. Stark County Family Court Judge Matthew Kreitzer says the move has already forced at least one youth committed to the Ohio Department of Youth Services to be housed locally at county expense. The state announced a one-month suspension in a letter sent Thursday by Youth Services Director Amy Ast, citing chronic staffing shortages. About 140 males up to age 21 are currently housed at the facility, one of Ohio's three youth prisons. Canton police say a woman was intoxicated when she fired a gun from her apartment Saturday. 60-year-old Beverly Wilkerson, who lives in the 300 block of 9th Street Northeast, is charged with discharge of a firearm on or near prohibited premise, discharging a firearm while intoxicated, and improperly discharging a gun into an occupied habitation. She was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court, bond set at $40,000, with a status conference slated for Wednesday. Officers say bullets exited her apartment and traveled over Rex Avenue. There were no reported injuries. Robertsville woman facing an arson charge. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says 53-year-old Felicia Board was taken into custody Saturday night after allegedly setting a tarp on fire that was attached to a detached garage in the 11,000 block of Lincoln Street Southeast in Paris Township. Damage estimated at less than $1,000. Board was scheduled for arraignment today in Alliance Municipal Court. Portage County jury has convicted a man of raping two girls in Garrettsville, 38-year-old Edward Weimer, who's already serving life without parole for previous child sex crimes, was found guilty Friday on six counts each of rape and gross sexual imposition. Prosecutors say Weimer assaulted the girls while staying at a friend's home in 2020, and videos show the children describing the abuse in detail. Court records show the man has a history of sexual offenses, including being ruled a sexually violent predator in 2021. Sentencing is pending. More than 100-year-old police and fire building could be replaced in Ravenna. Voters will decide May 5th on a 0.25% income tax to fund a new $25 million safety center. City officials say the current facility no longer meets modern safety or accessibility needs, while the new complex would provide updated space for first responders and the public. The Record Courier reports, if approved, the tax would cost the average household about $150 a year. Lower payments now expected for some East Palestine train derailment settlement claims. Attorneys say a full personal injury claim is now projected to pay about $12,000 after adjustments to match available funds. Officials say the change comes after overpayments by a previous administrator, with more than $17 million ordered repaid. Residents with questions are urged to contact the claims administrator or class counsel. Household payments are expected by the end of June. Violence at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center in Youngstown has led a Mahoning County grand jury to indict four inmates. Jonathan Sanchez, David McAllister, Roderick Coleman, and Blake Long are charged with felonious assault. They're serving time for crimes including robbery, kidnapping, and manslaughter, and face repeat violent offender specifications. Facilities reported multiple stabbings since 2024. Warren police say no explosives were found after a bomb threat caused evacuations at a shopping plaza. Officers called to the Goodwill on Elm Road around 2:30 Saturday afternoon after a woman called the store and said someone was going to place a bomb in a donation box. Customers were cleared from the store and nearby businesses while a canine unit searched the area. All businesses were later reopened. Police have not identified any suspects.